KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A political analyst says disbanding the ANC leadership in KZN should be a last resort. The Provincial Executive Committee in the province has been summoned to headquarters this weekend by ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula. Reports indicate the meeting with the National Working Committee is to address KZN's performance in the May elections, with some speculation that the provincial top brass might be replaced. In KZN, the ANC lost a chunk of votes after Jacob Zuma-led MK Party bagged 45% of the total votes. Analyst Levi Ndo says national leadership should consider all the factors that contributed to the poor election performance.
If the leadership in the province requires to be capacitated, they can do so. If they are in a situation that can still be worked out so that they perform better, that can also be done. Dissolution, in my view, should always be the last option.
Teachers Union SATU says the jail sentence handed down to a teenager convicted of killing a school principal should serve as a warning to others. The 16-year-old boy has begun serving part of his 22-year imprisonment sentence in a juvenile facility. He pleaded guilty to robbing and killing Alpheus Ntuli in the Nongoma Regional Court in northern KZN this week. He also admitted to stealing his grandfather's firearm that was used to commit the crime, allegedly with two of his friends last year. According to the NPA in KZN, the teen and his friends planned to hijack a vehicle to conduct a robbery at a shop. Ntuli was killed after he offered them a lift while they were hitchhiking. Nomara Shatkaluza speaks for SATU in KZN.
His sentencing will send a message even to others, and we really congratulate the law enforcement agencies for the work they have done. Our wish is that they continue to do this.
And abroad, Greenpeace activists have boarded a tanker off South Korea today in an action intended to draw attention to calls for a treaty to curb plastic pollution. Nearly 200 countries are in Busan to negotiate the deal, but there is little sign of agreement, with just a day left before talks are due to end. Greenpeace said the tanker anchored off Total Energies complex was scheduled to pick up a compound which is used to manufacture plastic. Your top story this hour. A political analyst says disbanding the ANC leadership in KZN should be a last resort. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.